Welcome back to News and Views as it comes to you live from Main Drag McLeod. That's right, I can see the Dooner from here and the Silver Prairie. McLeod will come alive for Cowboy Up. But you know what? It's break congressional season-wise, which really doesn't mean break for congressional members. You can criticize them for a lot of things, guys. I mean, you can. You can be mad that the farm bill isn't passed. You can be mad that there's inactivity. You can be a Republican. You can be a Democrat. I don't care. You can be independent. But what you can't criticize them for, in my personal opinion, is the fact that they work pretty hard at their jobs. I've got Congressman Colin Peterson on with me right now. Congressman Peterson, break really doesn't mean break. How many meetings are you holding back home in the district?
Well, I got a few going on. I'm sitting at the airport here. I'm going to head into Granite Falls here as soon as I'm off the air with you guys. So,
Congressman, I have yet to hear you as passionate as I've heard you lately about this farm bill. You know, you're frustrated, and you're one of the guys that works pretty well across the aisle. Is there a way of getting this fixed?
I don't know. If I was a mind reader, I could maybe tell you. But the problem is, we had this worked out. We were hijacked by the leadership, and I don't think the leadership is on the same page. I don't think Boehner and Cantor and McCarthy are working together. They seem to be working at cross purposes, and it looks like Cantor is the one that's got the most juice in this deal at this point, holding it up. And everything they're doing is costing us votes. It started when they offered that amendment on the floor that cost us votes, and now by splitting the bill and then putting up a food stamp bill when we get back, that's going to make people mad. So they just act like they don't want to get a bill done. Everything they're doing is making it harder, making it less likely that we get this done.
Where I've struggled, Congressman Peterson, is with people who treat us as though we don't really understand the process. You can tag amendments onto bills that, as you put it, cost you votes. And that's what happened here. You and Chairman Lucas came out of that committee with a bipartisan bill that everybody said don't mess with. Don't mess with this bill. Let's get to conference committee. It's got substantial cuts when it comes to the SNAP program, when it comes to direct payments. There's savings in here for America. And yet it got to the floor, and everybody wanted to separate it out. And I shouldn't say everybody, but Eric Cantor did. And I'm not going to lie to you, Colin. I'm mad that my congressman did. And I've told him that. He supported separating this farm bill out from a nutrition program for the nation. So will it ever succeed and be able to stand all on its own?
No. There was a reason why we were doing it the way we've been doing it. The Senate's not going to go along with splitting this. The president is not going to go along with this. So that's been the problem. And it's not only with the Farm Bill, it's with a lot of other things, too, in the House, where they go off on their own tangent, whether it's immigration or the budget or whatever it is. And they're not thinking about the long term or the end game. And that's the problem with what they're doing with this farm bill, is that at the end of the day, it's going to take Democrats to pass this bill. And you don't get Democrats on your side by splitting the nutrition off. Every Democratic member of the House sent a letter to the leadership this week saying, don't do this. When the thing was split on the floor, 532 groups that are infected by the farm bill, and that's not just farm groups, conservation groups, rural development, nutrition, everybody that's involved sent a letter saying, don't do this. And they went ahead and did it anyway, So, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep pushing this thing. But if they keep going down the path they're going, I don't see how we get this thing done at the end of the day.
Doesn't Chairman Lucas have any pull with any of the leaders of his own party?
Yeah, he does. The problem is there's 75 to 100 people that Cantor is basically leading or speaking for that have bought into the Heritage Foundation, Grover Norquist, Club for Growth mentality, Wall Street Journal. And they've been trying for years to split this bill. because they not only want to cut food stamps, they want to get rid of farm programs. And the reason they want to split this bill is not just to cut food stamps. They want to get rid of farm programs, and they want to get rid of crop insurance, some of them. Or they want us to make have us pay substantially more for the crop insurance. And they want to put all kinds of other rules on that don't make any sense because they don't understand agriculture. So, you know, so there are 7,500 people on the Republican side that, that really believe this. You know, I don't think Cramer is one of those, but he did go along, as everybody else did, because they were told by the leadership that this is the only way you're going to get anything done. But in my opinion, you know, it's making it less likely to get done. The Senate's not going to go along with this. The Senate isn't going to do any of these things. The president's not going to sign a bill, you know, and the Senate's Democrat. The president's there for 3.5 years. I mean, who are we kidding?
Well, and here's where I struggle, because actions, in my opinion, speak louder than words. And so you say, well, I don't know that Cramer's one of them, but he voted with him.
And, yeah,
and Chairman Lucas could not have been clearer about if you mess with this coalition we've built, we won't be able to get this through. And then Senator Hoeven, who is on your side, I might add, Congressman Peterson,
yeah, right.
He, you know, John Hoeven's busting his butt. He's a conferee on the Senate side saying, hey, give us some conferees. Let's get to work here. They don't even have conferees yet. And
no,
so
they're held up because they want to have a vote on the food stamps, you know, this $40 billion, which I don't know if they can pass it or not. I don't think they know. But it's going to make it more difficult because it's going to alienate Democrats that we're going to need at the end of the day to get this bill done when it comes.
Is that vote on food stamps before or after they hold another vote to repeal Obamacare?
I mean, that's a good question.
You know, I mean,
you know, I don't know.
It leads into the point I'm trying to make, which is,
yeah,
when is some work going to get done, Congressman Peterson?
It's so frustrating. And, you know what, people, I don't think, realize, you know, when we did the bill last year, we did $16 billion in food stamps. So Lucas came to me and said, I've got to get more food stamp cuts if I'm going to be able to get this thing through. And if you agree to go higher, then we'll agree that there's going to be no other changes. So I did. So we went up to $20.5 billion. And I caught heck from Democrats for doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I knew where the Senate was and so forth. Well, then what
but
irritated
you had a deal.
Me so much, they went back against their word on this thing.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, I'll let you go. I'll let you catch your plane. Thanks for your time today.
Yep, thanks, Joel.
You bet. Congressman Colin Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. Can this get fixed, or do you even care? Stick around. More coming your way right here on News and Beat.
When you drop 75 million.